Parts FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to The Power of Silence.
This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, patriots. So we have a number of battles that we're currently fighting, one of which is reclaiming the terrain and recapturing the terrain of the economic realms of patriot-loved companies. And so one of those is MyPillow with our most honored and favorite CEO, Mike Lindell. And so we're waging war against the cabal by supporting MyPillow and Mike with sales of all the great products they have on their website. The cabal took $65 million away from MyPillow by cutting out access to their markets, dropping them from their shelves in a coordinated effort to try to break the back of the company. But Mike Lindell has fought back. Not only has he fought back in terms of patriotism, securing the vote, setting up his new social media platform, setting up a new TV channel, supporting small business, supporting a program to support addicts and recovering addicts. He's building and continues to fight to build his company. And so now we have to rally to support him. So on the 27th of August at Bards Fest, which is 26th to the 29th of August in St. Charles, Missouri, we are celebrating the success of destroying the cabal's attempt to take down MyPillow by announcing, by celebrating the slipper revolution. And we're asking all patriots to buy a pair of My Slippers at least. You can buy all sorts of other great stuff there too. Pillows, sheets, comforters, doggy beds, all sorts of great stuff. But MyPillows, the MyPillow My Slippers that we need you to get are available on that website, and you can use the Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, Bards. Go to MyPillow.com, and you can get your discount there, about 40%. 66% on pillows, which is awesome, and all sorts of other savings across the site. So let's get some sales driving over there. Let's show our love for the patriot that's giving so much to this nation in way of honoring him. And then at the Bards Fest, we will announce, as we celebrate the success and victory of raising up sales for one company, MyPillow. Remember, the cabal took $65 million in sales away. We want to return $69 million at least. Then we're going to announce the seven lucky winners of Patriot Wrath that are going to be crushed by our boycott and our selling of their stock. So get ready. But in the meantime, go to MyPillow.com. Use the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. If you want to talk to a live person, you can dial 800-975-2939. 800-975-2939, and you'll talk to a real person, and you can say, you got the Bards code from the best podcast on the web, Bards FM. And there you go. So, patriots, we're having another crazy time in this country. Things continue to fall apart on the global network of things. Today, we have airline bank sites go down across the world. Virgin Australia said that they had an IT issue that took down their app. They've had outages that ensnared companies like Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, Commonwealth Bank of Australia, Westpac Bank and Australia, and a New Zealand banking group. So there's been banking and airline outages, airline app outages all over. There's an interesting theory rolling around right now, which I tend to agree. It's probably true, and it's based on some good research. And the theory is that we are witnessing the collapse of the internet as we know it because so much of the dependency on the internet is on AIs. And the AIs were programmed based on a predictive program of human behavior, meaning they expected all of you to be stupid drones. And surprise, surprise, we're not, except for those that took the injection. And that is causing a problem in the AIs to resolve the impossible situation, which is the unpredictability of human nature. And so we are winning this war on a digital front, but that also means that there's an imminent collapse at some point coming, likely, on the internet. I welcome it. We'll recover, don't worry. From the ashes rises the betterness of us all. And then there's this other little detail I'm going to kind of lead into tonight about some of the dirtbaggery that's going on. We've got a couple of dirtbaggeries. We have CCDH, which is a Center of Countering Digital Hate, which is a front for the cabal to try to silence voices across the web and force compliance into their obedient way of thinking. It's run by Imran Ahmed, who is their chief executive officer. I think he's from Uzbekistan, by the way he looks. And you can find him on the counterhate.com. Well, they've waged war against Dr. Tenpenny, and it is a global assault on Dr. Tenpenny right now. The Washington Post today published an article claiming that she was a quack and trying to just claim that she was one of those that appeared to be a good doctor, but when you get underneath, she was an absolute quack. And then you have the CCDH, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, which is run out of the UK, interfering in our politics. And they've managed to get Dr. Tenpenny suspended from Facebook and Instagram, which accounts for a little over 400,000 followers. So here's the thing, Patriots, and I've talked about this, and I mean it. When we announce something like this, you got to get out here and fight. You got to get on the web. You got to find out where Imran Ahmed is. They have their own Twitter account, too, by the way, the Center of Countering Digital Hate. You can find it. Drop some hellos to Imran Ahmed, if you would, please. And go on the offensive. We need to be spreading truth and spreading scripture and rain it down. I'm sure that Imran Ahmed will be very receptive of some great scripture from the Bible, from the one God, the true God, the only God. Just a little clue there. So make it rain, because Imran Ahmed needs to get some Christ in his heart. It might help him along a little bit. And when you get on over there to the other places like Washington Post, share some love there too for those deceitful types. So here's another little story for you. And it's a couple guys from the Daily Beast. I have to verify their name as we go here. But I have a special ops buddy who they decided they wanted to do an article on, and I should say it this way. The guy's name is Will Somer on the Daily Beast. Now, Will Somer is a politics reporter for the Daily Beast and the co-host of the podcast Fever Dreams. He previously worked as a campaign editor at The Hill and as a political columnist for the Washington City Paper. He's writing a book on QAnon for HarperCollins. You can already get an idea where that's going. He's a turd. So he's gone after everybody that has supported the position of Love America. He's a communist. And so with Will Somer was at the rally, one of the rallies recently, Patriot rallies, and was removed for his obnoxious and abusive behavior while there. So he decided to go and tweet about his live tweeting all his nonsense. And so he then decided that he wanted to do a story on one of these special ops guys that was there. And he decided that it wasn't enough, since that guy didn't want to do a story, so he started calling this guy's ex-wife and was trying to dig up dirt. Now, Patriots, you can be more free to welcome, give your love over to the Daily Beast, to Will Somer, anytime you want. He's a dirtbag, and he's part of the problem, okay? These people do not like opposition views. In their point of view, there's one way of thinking. It's their way of thinking. It's obedience to what they think and do. And if you don't think that way, they're going to call you out as a racist. So anybody that is loving America, loving the world through the lens of America first, anybody that loves God is a threat to these people. So these are the actions that when I bring these names up, zip on over and say hello. Look, these people need to understand that when they play things now, we own the media, not them. And they need to understand the force of the digital army. They are in this arrogant attitude that they get to dictate policy. They get to dictate the way people think because that's how they've grown up. They're an elitist class called journalists that think they are above the law because they've managed to maneuver the laws so that the First Amendment protects them even when they lie, even when they provoke hate, even when they provoke deceit. They've gone after Dr. Tenpenny because she's spoken the truth about the threat of this injection, and they are still continuing to hide the truth of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which is a crime against humanity. And every one of these people, in the end of the day, we have to hold to the count for truth and Nuremberg crimes, every one of them. And they'll scoff at you for it, but remind them, please. Because the more that we remind them, maybe the more they'll start to rethink what they're doing. I doubt it. Make sure and spend some time giving them plenty of scripture when you say hello. There's nothing better than a Luciferian having to read the scripture of God. Now tonight, I want to kind of step back and take a look at where we are, because you can see that this fight isn't getting any less. And I've been saying this, that the patriot narratives that are going out here, that everything's going to be good and everything, all the big surprises are coming to save the world. There's no doubt that there are some big events coming, and we're in a very hot summer. But you have to let loose of this savior idea. This savior idea is not going to work. It's not going to save us because it's our responsibility to do the saving. God's working through us, and we are at war. And when people start to take the savior mentality, they do this. They take the savior, savor my popcorn on my butt mentality, and they wait for somebody to tell them what to do. And that is not the way things work here. We don't need more patience. We need more focus. God gives us patience and temperance, but those that want to sit around and wait for God to come about, for others to come about, you're in the wrong channel. We have Christ in our heart. And we are going to be pushing forward with truth. But that does not mean you sit and wait. That means you do your job, which is to spread truth, to be the light, to lead others from the darkness. And if you choose to sit and you want to sit and wait, God doesn't call people to sit all day in prayer and wait. You have to give traction to your faith. So we're going to read a little bit tonight from Nehemiah. And I think it's a good reminder. And it goes to when they were building and rebuilding the wall. So Nehemiah 4:14 or 4:15, sorry. When our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had frustrated their plan, we all returned to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants on construction and half held spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. And the leaders stood behind the whole house of Judah, who were building on the wall. Those who carried burdens were loaded in such a way that each labored on the work with one hand and held his weapon with the other. And each of the builders said had his sword strapped to his side while he built. The man who sounded the trumpet was beside me, And I said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, the work is great and widely spread, and we are separated on the wall far from one another. In the place where you heard the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. We have grown up in an environment where one of two things has happened. Reaction in this culture has become one of either taking to arms as a zero point, meaning it's a 0 to 100 miles an hour, literally, like, I'm not going to take it anymore, and all of a sudden they're locking and loading and ready to go charge. Or it's apathy, and it's excused away by saying, oh, patience, be tolerant, be graceful. Christ was a revolutionary. He was a radical that fought for the beliefs of heaven and for God. He walked among the people. He spoke truth. He flipped tables. He even used a whip. He understood his line, which was to speak truth even in the most difficult of places. And in the end, he was nailed to a cross, and he never gave in. In this passage we just read, the Jews are rebuilding the wall. The enemies are mounting. It was the Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, the Ashdodites. They were all mounting to take down this wall. And they didn't like the fact that the breaches were being sealed. But what they didn't do is they didn't run out there and fight them. They focused on what they needed to do to get the work done. So I want you to think about this for a minute. It is time that we need the watchers on the wall to be active. And that does mean what they're saying here. There is a part of war in which people need to hold the shield and the sword. It doesn't mean wield it into the public, but it means you have to start building the perimeters. We need the men to stand up again and to be strong in our communities and be prepared to defend. We're not on the offensive. We're defending, and we're filling the breaches of the wall. We need the protectors. And we need the protectors, we need the builders, and we need the healers. And we have to create those layerings of things. But what we don't need to do is to even acknowledge this noise. This is a bit of a contradiction from where I started, just when I said to say hello. Notice I said to say hello to our guests, our people that are disparaging people. Spread scripture. But when we get engaged in the real public, when you're out here and they're saying, wear a mask, your child has to be inoculated, just ignore them. Just continue to do what you're going to do. You are a force of change by action, not by words. They have no power over you. When you walk in and to a store and they say, wear a mask, just keep walking. Do your business. Ignore them. This is the power of change that we carry. We don't have to engage them. Someone engages you, just keep walking. Ignore them. Do your business. Go in groups. Don't go as one if you can. Always in groups. They don't like groups. They like to isolate people. But the other thing is, and I mean what I'm saying, it is time, patriots, that we don't walk into this fight without being protected. You have the armor of God, and we have the armor of the sword. And it's time that we take this serious. This is war. These people are violent. And they seek to try to force you into compliance. It is time that they see that we're done playing. Our head up, forward as we walk. But we know where we walk. We're going to build that wall, and we're going to fill the breaches on the wall. The beautiful thing about this story is there is a group of watchers that stand on that wall. And when they see the enemy coming, they blow the horn, which is the shofar. They blow the shofar. Every person building the wall is working with a sword in his hand and a brick in another. And they're working on that wall, holding that sword. And there are others that have their swords strapped in their side, doing more building. But everybody is prepared for that line of defense that needs to happen. This strength has to come back to the Patriot movement. We've been way too kind and complacent, would be a better term. Kind is not the right term. God did not ask us to be a doormat. And so when we talk about turning the other cheek, that's been turned into compliance. Christ never intended compliance. He talked truth. He never gave in on that line of truth. He was fearless. The fights that we have right now, one is the election, the vote, which continues, and it's the one that people seem to get around pretty easily because they can see a black and a white in it. The other one is the injection. And there's just way too few Patriot voices out here screaming about this. Way too few. And while it's growing, it's a disappointment to watch how many people don't want to step into that arena. I don't know why. I don't know what their apprehension is. Major influencers in this nation should be calling out the injection, and they're not. They're keeping quiet, instead running to the vote. That's the problem. No, the problem is the injection. It's the second wave. The vote is being resolved, and while it's been a good fight, the bigger fight that we're facing right now is the compliance through this injection and the damage that that's going to do, because we're going to be left with the scarring of the injection and the masks for generations. Children are being damaged by this thing. The injections are causing a mass amount of problems. I got a call today from a doctor telling me of a case that he had, and it's obviously all names are anonymous on this. Someone who was pregnant had taken the injection. Her son took the injection, and her husband took the injection. Her husband's been in the hospital for 3 weeks. Her son's been in the hospital for 3 weeks, and now she's panicked. I'm sorry. But bottom line is, that's what this is going to do, and it's going to continue, and the wave is just beginning. People have been walking in some sort of a trance. They're wrapped around this power of fear is phenomenal. And what makes fear more dangerous is when you get people like Ahmed trying to fan the flames of hate. Because they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to swing an emotionally enraged public to violence under the name of counter hate. That's who these people are. That's what the Washington Post is doing again. And we've seen this. We know how they play. We know their playbook. But when you try to go head-to-head with them, you're wasting your time and breath. Because we need to create the momentum of change by doing the change, not just talking. And those changes don't have to be announced on a loudspeaker. They just need to happen. This fight is centering, ultimately, as they try to reset the election for the purposes of getting President Trump back in, the deeper fights are pivoted on two areas, health and food. And this is where we shine. I am hopeful and in prayer that most patriots have heeded the warnings of stocking up on basics. I know not everybody has the financial means to do so, but to do so as much as you can or to connect with patriots that can help. Because that clock is running down. And there's going to be a moment where that's going to become very important. I am hopeful and in prayer that most patriots have done something about initiating a garden, whether you're in an apartment or a house, to get a garden going so that you have some of your basics you need there. Even growing sprouts on the countertop. That's an important part. I am hopeful that in process of people preparing, they've set aside water. Those are basics. Because this is the era. Now, we've left the era of plenty, where Joseph filled the silos, and now we're into the beginning the era of the scarcity, the famine. It's coming. And this is the force of change again. Because most leftists, most liberals have ignored this. They're convenient, happy to pop on down to the store and buy their ready-made meals. It has to be like an organic prepared salad from somebody that someplace that you pay $20 for. Some even live in, there's places in Philadelphia that hardly have a kitchen. People just zip on downstairs and they buy all their ready-made meals and bring them upstairs. And that's in other cities as well. This is the world in which they are living in, and it's the world that is falling apart. And we have to be that group. We have to realize what our role is here. So this idea of being present is to set up our layers. We need the watchers, we need the builders, and we need the healers. And we're all working together to fill the breaches in the wall. But the breaches in the wall are also bigger than us. You need to understand, and I think it's important for us to all accept, that it's the remnant church that's going to rebuild this nation. And when this thing finally comes down, and the walls are coming down, they're crashing down, I will assure you that there will be many panicked and bewildered and unknown what to do. There will be those that will be suffering the consequences of the injection. There will be those that will be out of food. There will be those that see shortages in their bank accounts. And it's going to be us as Christians, as God's army, as soldiers in the Lord's army, that are going to be there to show the grace and to help them across. We will rise above this by being greater than their pettiness. We will rise above this by being the true soldiers of God. We will repel at all costs the evil that tries to steal our walk with God. We will pray for the many that are lost and confused, and we will give them shelter and we will give them aid as needed to help them back on their feet. But what they are going to have to relearn is the process of accountability. We will assist getting them on their feet, but we will not turn ourselves into a welfare system for them to lurch off of. Our world is a world of accountability. Our world is a world where we defend what we believe in, and it's our love of God. I don't think there's a greater love and greater hearts than the people that walk with God, the patriots that walk with Christ in their heart. But there comes a point as well that some tables have to be flipped. A Goliath has to be dropped. A city's walls have to be brought to the ground, or an army sent into the fields. But in all those cases, God leads in all of that. Everything goes. We are in a place right now where this war is growing, and God leads in all aspects of it. But we cannot walk into this with eyes shut. We are given eyes to see, ears to hear. And the most powerful about that statement is we are watching, we are listening, but we are moving forward with our faith, unwavering. No idle threats, but action. No consideration for the threats given to us. Forward motion and action. No one takes away our inalienable rights. We have them. They were never gone. You can't take them. We just keep moving forward as a force of change. And where we get to is this massive amount of awakening around us that sees that there's nothing that they can do to stop us. Nothing. The wall will be rebuilt. Metaphorically speaking, the breaches will be filled. And we will be doing so with a full awareness that we will defend what we need to defend, period. It is our right. We will not be silenced. We will continue to rise. So this right now is a time when we have to be closer to God, build our relationships closer to each other, build our communities stronger. We have to be ready to defend and ready to heal the communities in which we live. We will see the collapse of things further. It will fall, and that's okay. Because every one of us at one point or another is going to be shaken. But every institution that we know has to be brought to the ground. Every institution that you've come to trust, that everyone's come to trust, is corrupted to its core with the values of a Luciferian order. We've witnessed how deep media has been. That's a given. We've witnessed the big corporations. That's a given. We've witnessed our government. That was a given. We've witnessed the corruption of Wall Street. That's always been a given. We've seen the depth of corruption within our teaching and education systems. Our eyes have been opened. And the most shocking to all of us at one point or another has been the awareness of how deeply corrupt the medical institution is. Every bit of this affects all things, supply chains. It affects economics. It affects health. It affects stability. And it all has to be brought to the ground in order for it to be rebuilt. And it's going to need the builders. And the builders have to be the builders that stand with Christ in their heart. And those builders are the remnant church. It is us. And that's going to require the watchers, the builders, and the healers. So it's time for a force of change to begin. Call it defiance if you want. But I don't call it defiance when what they're asking us to do is defying God itself. You don't take away my rights because you've decided that you're bigger than God. God gave me rights that do not go away. And we take it back by simply taking it back. You don't have to wait for a moment, just do it. And as it happens more and more, there's at least 80 million of us. And 80 million people need to be pushing back every day, every moment. And pushing back by simply living the way God intended us and ignoring everything else. That's the force of change. And we do it together. And everywhere they push into us, we just keep pushing back, and not just back, we push right through them. Nothing that they say can be used against us or held against us. No weapon forged against us will succeed. That's the strength of walking with Christ. We stand together, we fight together, we pray together. And this fight always begins on our knees. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're graced by the blessings that you give us. We're blessed by the love that you extend to us and all things that you bring to us. In this time, Lord, we are praying heavily for the unity of your remnant, to have that strength to begin this fight on our knees and to stand up against evil, to simply hold those lines strong and move right through them fearlessly. To reclaim this land in your name and in all the rights that you've given us, the liberties that you've given us, by simply walking with faith, being in presence at all times with faith, listening to you, Lord, as the only one that can guide us. Let us not comply to the tyrants and their rules of trying to steal away our rights that you gave us. liberties that you gave us. Let us understand that there is a line that cannot be crossed. Let us understand the power of resisting tyranny and the weakness in complying to tyranny. Let us be strong. Let us feel that strength of Christ in our heart. Let us be reminded of flipping tables as much as standing in the temple and calling out the Pharisees. Let us truth guide us. And let us be unwavering in our commitment to restoring this nation to the words, "In God we trust," on a rock of faith and love for you. And above all, a love for you. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. We have a lot of work to do, Patriots, but we are the leaders in this fight. And it's going to make a difference as we make that stand firm in our communities. We are the agents of change. We are the hope of the future. We are the builders of the wall. We are the rebuilders of society. And from these ashes, we will rebuild this world. We will rebuild this republic. We will rebuild this world as a whole. All the things in this world, the world as we know it, was shaped by this country, by the United States of America. It wasn't shaped in the modern day by the UK, by France, by Russia, by China. The impact of the world was all done from here. We did it once, and it was misled in many ways, and we will do it again. But this time, as we rebuild it, as we re-energize that innovation, as we get the strength of our builders going, the watchers on the wall standing, and the healers moving, we will rebuild it this time on a world level with a center point of God in all things. Let the world know that we're taking this back. And patriots around the world that listen in, we want you on this army, so join in. We're taking back everything. In the name of God. And there's no stopping us. We don't need to tell you. You just need to see it. Because we're going to walk right through you if you try to stop us. You literally cannot stop what is coming. In the name of God. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Keep your prayers up, keep your focus forward, and understand that now we are on the move. The actions we take are strategic. Everything we do, we are accountable to God. Every breath we take, we are accountable to God. And in so doing, we begin this fight on our knees and we rise. And we listen and move through God as He directs us. We unite through each other through prayer. And we know in each step God is with us, that He will never forsake us. There's going to be some difficult moments, but nothing is going to stop what's coming. And in the end, God always wins. So have a blessed night. I'll see you in a bit for Fishers of Men. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal, but that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.